Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
It's Tuesday, March 8th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. A look at the state of play on digitalization, the current job market and the redistribution of work, and recognizing the pay gap on International Women's Day. This is the Business of Tech. I spent yesterday recapping security. Today, let's look at the general market. Forrester is reporting on an increase in the use of digital banking as the pandemic accelerated adoption. According to Forrester Analytics data, in 2021, 76% of Spanish banking customers used their mobile banking app at least monthly, and 34% of UK online adults who applied for a loan in the past 12 months did their research on a smartphone. Digital, online, and mobile is now the top channel for U.S. borrowers to purchase home loans. Bank of America, too, with some insights here. More than 85% of their small business clients utilize digital channels, and digital engagement is up overall by 15% over last year. Nearly 50% of all sales made have been digital, with an almost 300% increase in digital sales for small businesses over pre-2020 levels. Related, some new predictions on e-commerce trends and that acceleration from 2PM and Deloitte. Quoting from The Hustle, brands will drop third-party retailers. To better control inventory and customer experience, brands will focus on their own distribution channels. Nike will be 70% direct by 2027. Digitally native brands will open more stores. Why? Physical locations heighten the brand's online halo. Apple's privacy changes will have a long-lasting effect. The iPhone maker has already stymied Facebook's ad tracking and is on track to build their own ad empire. Rising customer acquisition costs will force companies to invest in their content to reach future customers. Payment is a battleground. The U.S. is only 8th in mobile payments adoption. Increasing adoption is a considerable business opportunity. Big retailers like Amazon and Walmart will continue to buy up planes and ships to avoid future supply chain distributions. The future of malls could be as logistic hubs for e-commerce, especially as product return sites. And Web3, more than a fad. Brands will have to figure out their metaverse and blockchain strategies. Why do we care? The acceleration of digitization is a big deal and an opportunity for technology companies for sure. That said, everything here is about the business outcomes of the use of technology, not just keeping the lights on. I'll also point to this trend as further evidence of my stance on e-commerce for providers themselves. Customers buy digitally. Does your online presence allow for that? Or are you hiding behind a contact us form? So how about the overall job market? Tech employment and new job postings remain on a positive trajectory even as employers ease back on hiring in February, according to an analysis of the latest labor market data by CompTIA. Technology companies added 5,300 new workers in February, the 15th consecutive month of employment growth for the sector. And it seems job growth is not isolated to the big cities on the coasts in the U.S. In a report from the Economic Innovation Group, superstar metros such as New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and D.C. are still magnets for job growth and talent, but many smaller cities are joining their ranks. Why? They're seeing very robust job growth in the 2 years before the pandemic, says August Benzo, research lead at EIG. In data from a conference board, it does appear jobs are leaving the West Coast for Texas, Virginia, and Georgia, among others. More than 4 in 10 listings for higher educated white-collar occupations at technology companies based in California, Oregon, and Washington are outside the region. Texas is the top state destination, including Austin, where Tesla just moved its headquarters. Washington, D.C. comes on top among metro areas, followed by New York City. While East Coast cities like Boston have long been tech hubs, the findings point to a pandemic-era shift inland. Denver and Nashville, Tennessee, have seen some of the most significant increases in job postings. The percentage of job postings outside of the West Coast, 43%, has jumped from about 30% at the beginning of 2019. A Brookings Institution and LinkedIn report tell a related story. Several fast-growing cities are winning tech workers. Miami has seen a 30% increase in the flow of workers in software and IT, and warmth seems to be a criteria. 7 of the 10 fastest-growing cities for tech workers are in the Sun Belt, including San Antonio, San Diego, Orlando, and Jacksonville. Traditional big tech hubs still hold the bulk of jobs. New York has done particularly well, and San Francisco is still the center of the tech world. It also appears that the unretirement trend is unraveling. 2.8% of the workers who said they retired in January 2021 went back into the labor force in January 2022, according to data pulled from the Census Bureau's current population survey. It's not all sunshine, however. Like mental health platform Yerbo found that 2 in 5 workers are at high risk of burnout, prompted by longer hours, more demanding workloads, and conflicts in work-life balance. 42% of IT workers who are facing high levels of burnout are considering quitting their company in the next 6 months, while 62% of IT professionals report being physically and emotionally drained. 1 in 4 tech workers want to leave their workplace in the short term. A small bit of insight, too. Despite the record job growth, it appears voters aren't feeling it. In polling from Navigator Research, 35% of voters believe the country is experiencing more job losses than usual. Now, why do we care? That Sunbelt data point tells the story. People are moving for non-work-related reasons. I expect to be commenting more on this as we consider a return-to-work issue, but let's consider just the hiring angle right now. Location is less important than ever for the job itself, particularly if it can be done remotely. I'd also offer that it's likely tax and services related, as the need to be by the office for work has been proven to be less than necessary. So what does it mean for a smaller company? You can differentiate based on your own culture and opportunity and compete for people beyond your geography. This should be good news. A brief and fun one. It's International Women's Day, and I want to highlight a Twitter bot called the Gender Pay Gap Bot. The bot is quote tweeting posts about International Women's Day with data about the pay disparity between men and women at each organization. It's accurate, too, and the exposure is causing some companies even to delete their tweets. It's limited to data in the UK, as companies that employ 250 or more people are required to report data about their gender pay gap by law. Any companies that fail to publish this information could face court orders and fines. Why do we care? I love data. It causes changes in behavior. It's essential not to just express platitudes, but actually make change. And frankly, some shame can be a helpful tool. Pay women the same. Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider, has resources specifically for helping MSPs explore the alternative cloud. Discover this growing market, one of the best kept secrets in building a scalable, thriving, modern managed services provider business. Learn about the cloud provider landscape, improving KPIs, security, and more in Linode's free ebook, The MSP's Guide to Modern Cloud Infrastructure, available now. This resource and more at linode.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. A small number of you may have heard a version of the show that started off wrong yesterday. Thanks to Ray for catching that, and I fixed it right away. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage. Part of the